We started the show today talking about this amazing Facebook page called I Hate Coriander. It's gained traction in Western Australia, Australia and throughout the world. One of the page co-founders joins us on the program now, and that's Risey. Hello, Risey. How are you?
G'day, Simon. How are you going?
Very well, very well, mate. This is pretty funny because I'm one of those people who are indifferent to coriander. You obviously feel very strongly about this little garden herb, don't you, mate?
Oh, look, we do, and so many dinners, and even lives have been ruined by this herb. And look, we're just we're more of a place where people can go, you know, let their hair down, feel comfortable around like-minded people, and really slag out the devil's herb.
Oh, too funny. Have you sold many T-shirts, mate?
Oh, we sell a few, actually. Yeah, actually, we sent a photo the other day from someone kicking around Perth in a shirt, actually. It was great. Bit of a laugh there. But basically, it stops me from getting a divorce from my wife, you know. Obviously, spending that much time on a Facebook page, I need to bring in some money from it.
Definitely. When I had a look this morning, you got 130,000 followers and still and growing exponentially. Is that beyond what you had anticipated?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you're talking a percentage of the population, you know. You're talking, in Australia, it's up towards 17, but globally, it's 10%. So when you do the sums, we're only really at the start of this revolution.
It's just all funny. Now, mate, where did this start? When did you realise that coriander was the work of the devil?
Well, always knew that, but look, it came a time, good 3 years ago where me and my good friend Jack, who's probably listening. G'day, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
We were sitting around working together at the time, and we just started really slagging out coriander, and then we turned around and thought, you know what? Let's make a Facebook page about it. I'm sure there's many, many more people who feel the same, and it turns out there is many more people that feel the same.
I started on the program this morning. I found a coriander hater, and he gave me a minute of his time and ranted.
He sounds like a great bloke.
He did. He's not. I think he's an okay bloke. I took a couple of calls. One bloke said it's like putting a 9-volt battery on your tongue when you eat it, and another person said it's like when you are spraying weeds in your garden with Roundup and you get a whiff of it. Is that sort of in the ballpark of the feedback you're getting from the haters?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you have a big dinner party with an array of foods, you know, you really get in there, then you throw all your dishes in the sink, put in some soap, wash up, and then scoop out a nice cup of water out of that sink with a little bit of dish rag in there, take a sip, and that's the exact flavour profile I've found.
Exactly. So that, because, look, without overthinking this and without going too biochemical on it all. People get a reaction, don't they, from this coriander?
Yeah.
They get some chemical thing goes on in their
absolutely,
mouth.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the thing behind it. Look, we're not looking to, at this stage, obviously long term differently, but at this stage we're not looking to eradicate coriander.
I reckon you are.
Yeah. Look, short term, all we want to do is restaurant. If you're going to put it in the dish, put it on the menu, because if you don't, very soon there'll be a very tight knit community of people that they're going to really get vengeful and take you down. Because so many meals have been ruined. Good meals. I went to, I don't want to mention any names, but I'm going to say Event Cinema the other day.
Yeah.
Gold class, sat down to watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
Beautiful menu, ordered some bowls. Yeah. I was looking forward to it, you know, rubbing my hands together. Took one bite, and it was absolutely late. Not a word of it on the menu. And Event Cinema, if you're listening, we've got some problems here.
Laced.
It just completely ruined the whole experience.
Laced with coriander.
Absolutely.
Look, it's a humble start for you, just trying to take out restaurants that serve it. Good luck with that. I suppose government support would probably help, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And we're planning a protest as well in Martin Place in Sydney in February.
I saw that, the I Hate Coriander World Hatred Day or something.
That's right. We're going to grab Koshy's ear, and we're really going to get him to hear our plight.
Right.
You know, he needs to listen.
He's good with the cause. Look, if you're after some mad politicians, I think there's plenty in Queensland. Maybe one of them will get behind you up there. And,